Well, this time the forecasters did not cry wolf. We got slammed, but good. Now that the snow fell and fell and fell, we've got the winds and that dangerous cold. What's ahead, and when will we see something resembling a more typical Michigan winter? Let's turn to MLive meteorologist Mark Torregrossa, who also runs FarmerWeather.com. And Mark, I have to tell you, I just got back yesterday from nearly 2 weeks in Ireland, and we were there in County Cork checking on your reports as we got ready to fly back yesterday, wondering, would we beat the snow and would we be able to land? And the answer was yes and yes. And you, my friend, were spot on in calling what was going to happen and why. Way to go.
Well, thank you. And they've had some nasty weather over there, I've heard.
We had the worst storms in Ireland in 15 years. We had winds at the top of our little hillside at 160 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, I heard there was some craziness over there. It's wacky all over.
It is crazy. But thanks to your good forecasting, we knew that we were going to be able to get in before the worst of the storm hit. So are we done with the big snowfall?
Well, we are done with the main part of the storm. Now we have the bitterly cold air coming in, so we get what only Michigan gets and a few other places, lake effect.
Mm.
So, you know, it's kind of like the analogy I use is when you're driving through the suburbs of Detroit, sometimes you cross a line and you don't know if you're in one suburb or the other. In this storm system, the main brunt of it is over, but the snow will continue in spurts off and on, and I think we could see on the west side of the state, another 4 to 8 inches today and tomorrow. And on the east side of the state, it's rare that lake effect even makes it over toward the east side and accumulates much. 2 to 4 inches is possible there. So you'll still be shoveling.
Oh, boy.
When will it be all done?
Yeah.
It will be all done, it looks like, probably midnight to 6 a.m. Wednesday morning. And Wednesday actually starts a huge turnaround where we're going to have temperatures above freezing by the time we get to the weekend.
That is hard to comprehend when we're looking at these wind chills and the real temps. It's just unbelievably cold.
It is. These are dangerous wind chills. This looks like it's the coldest air we've had in about 20 years. 1994 was the last really cold outbreak. 1994 lasted longer. It lasted about 7 days. This one's only about 2 or 3 days long. But as far as this brand of cold, it's been a long time since we've had to face this.
In fact, overall, can you compare this storm to other storms in Michigan's past in terms of either record snowfall or these very, very cold temperatures? Where does this one stand?
Well, it depends on where you're at. The heaviest snow in this one fell from about Flint, southwestward through Lansing, down toward Kalamazoo. And it looks like somewhere around the Lansing area to the Flint area had the heaviest, between 16 and 18 inches. Flint reported 17.1 so far, and that makes it the third largest snowstorm ever in the Flint area. Now, you go south of there, Detroit, Ann Arbor, not as much, 8 to 10 to 12 inches. Detroit is reported its 24th largest snowstorm ever. So if you're in Lansing, if you're in Kalamazoo, if you're in Flint, yeah, it's a biggie. If you're north and south of that 100 miles, it's a decent Michigan snowstorm with a whole lot of cold behind it.
Now, Mark, you've been talking about this cold Canadian air, this vortex of cold Canadian air. You've been telling us about that since November. Is this what's behind the dangerous wind chills we have right now?
Yes, it is. The polar vortex actually has dropped all the way down. Normally in a cold time period of winter, it would be centered over Hudson Bay. That center today is riding right over the northern part of Michigan. So it is 500 to 1,000 miles farther south than normal. And again, the fortunate thing is it's not sticking around. By Wednesday, it'll already be up to Hudson Bay, and by the weekend, it'll be back to where it should be, up around the North Pole.
And may we just say, don't let the door hit you on the way out, polar Canadian vortex.
Yes, exactly. And you know what's interesting is I'm starting to get the hints and I'm starting to just wonder about this. Is this going to be one of these things where we use up the cold halfway through the winter and we flip-flop? And the reason why I say that is when I look at all the data that goes out 16 days.
Yeah.
I think we're almost going to average a little bit more above normal in temperature then below normal in temperature in the next 16 days, and that would be a change from what we've had in the last couple of months.
Well, I think you're answering the question that I had, which is, do you foresee more big storms ahead for winter 2014?
I think we will have more winter storms. I think the cold will come back. I'm not sure just yet. So we're going to say, I don't really know just yet. We're going to have to wait and see.
Well, it must feel good to be so right when so often Michigan makes such a liar out of hardworking weather forecasters like you.
Well, you know what? One thing is, the field of meteorology is incredible. All the variables, and it's not me. It's the meteorologists, the researchers, the government meteorologists that do this computer modeling, the universities, they all work together. There are hundreds of variables in a weather forecast, and now we're talking about these kind of storms 3, 4, 5 days out, and if we're wrong, we're wrong by a few inches and by 50 miles or so.
Yeah.
If medicine could do the same thing, and I'm not saying they don't, but medicine has increased dramatically too, but if medicine and a lot of other sciences could do the same thing as meteorology, we'd have a lot of problems solved.
All right, now here's our final question. What does a meteorologist like Mark Torregrossa do to play on his snow day?
Well, you know, prior to being on MLive, which I love, I was on television for 25 years. I've never, ever had a snow day in my life until yesterday and today.
Well, how's it feel?
It feels awesome. I mean, I love the internet format because I can update all the time whenever I need to. And I'm working from home. A little secret, occasionally I was in my sweatpants and slippers, too.
See, snow days can be a good thing.
That's right. I'm enjoying them now.
MLive meteorologist Mark Torregrossa, who also, of course, runs the website farmerweather.com. And we'll be checking in with you, I'm sure, as all of this plays out. Mark, thanks so much. And again, thanks for those great forecasts that got us securely from Ireland to Detroit, despite the storms.
Good. Glad you made it home.